Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Marcos & Maldonado conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, there will be an opportunity for questions and comments. Instructions will be given at that time. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference call over to your host for today, Kelly Swanson. Kelly, please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. We are talking about the moment, and this, to me, is one of the big moments we've been waiting for because we have one of the participants of our main event. That, of course, is Marcos Maidana, the WBA welterweight world champion. Also on the call, we have Robert Garcia, who himself is a former world champion and the Boxing Writers Association of America 2012 Trainer of the Year. And also Leonard Ellerbe, Chief Executive Officer, Mayweather Promotions, Steven Espinosa, Executive Vice President and General Manager of Showtime Sports. And last but not least, and to make the introductions for the call and to start us off, is Oscar De La Hoya, President of Golden Boy Promotions. Oscar?
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you very much, everybody, everyone on the call. Yes, it is the moment, the biggest event that everybody has been waiting for. It is once again a privilege to be working with Mayweather Promotions and Leonard Ellerbe and Showtime Pay-Per-View. It's going to be one of those events, once again, that when you have the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world facing another dangerous opponent, we know that that people are anxiously waiting for May 3rd, and as I am, and we are truly humbled and honored to be working alongside Mayweather Promotions. It is my pleasure now to introduce to you, to make some opening remarks. You all know him. He is the Vice President of Showtime Sports, Steven Espinosa. Steven.
Thank you, Oscar. I'll be brief here. We're very excited to kick off this part of the promotion. We'll be hearing very shortly from Marcos Maidana. In just a few words about Marcos, I've seen the first episode of All Access and seen what a remarkable story he's got behind him. Not many have been exposed to the story, although we've seen Marcos in the ring many, many times. We will be seeing a new side of Marcos and learning some new things of him with our All Access series, which does premiere this weekend, 9 p.m. Eastern, immediately preceding the Hopkins versus Shumanov card. The Marcos Maidana we know is a world-class fighter. He's been in the ring with elite competition. We all know this. Sometimes we forget it because there's so much focus on his game-changing knockout power. But he has been operating at a high level within boxing for years and has simply elevated, you know, his level of performance with the addition a few fights ago of Robert Garcia. When people ask, you know, why this opponent and why is this an attractive fight for the network, it's very simple. The combination of the caliber of competition that he's faced, the team that he has behind him, his knockout power, and above all, his relentlessness. As we all saw in the Adrian Broner fight, there is a ferocity and a relentlessness that Marcos Maidana fights with, and I think that's the biggest asset that he brings to the table for this fight. And it is for that reason, and almost that reason alone, that I'm very, very excited to see the fight between Marcos Maidana and Floyd Mayweather. Oscar, I'll hand it back to you.
Thank you very much, Stephen. As we all know, the undercard have become a special tradition for all fight fans across the globe, and this is obviously no exception. We put together a tremendous card along with Mayweather Promotions, who have been doing a tremendous job in making sure the fight fans are the ones who are ultimately happy. So, you know, having Amir Khan fighting Luis Collazo, which will be a 12-round for the vacant WBC silver title, also a fighter who is always entertaining and explosive, and people are wondering, you know, what is going to happen? Is he going to rise to the occasion? Is he going to fight even harder, come back even stronger, especially after fighting in such a terrific fight against Marcos Maidana. That is Adrian Broner going up against Carlos Molina. Also, the opening bout, a fight actually that I truly looking forward to, because it's going to be one of those fights that that you always think, oh, this one can steal the show. It's because it's so competitive and so entertaining. That's Jay Leon Love versus Marco Antonio Periban. That will be a 10-rounder for the super middleweight matchup. Obviously, this fight will be at the MGM Grand Garden Arena, promoted by Mayweather Promotions and Golden Boy Promotions. I want to really thank and appreciate the sponsors who really do a tremendous job. That is Corona, O'Reilly Auto Parts, and AT&T, who have just done a tremendous job in marketing the fight and making sure that, you know, the grassroots markets and making sure that the message is sent across the globe. Tickets, you know, as we know, are priced, and they've obviously gone fast. They're priced at $1,500 all the way down to $750. To 350, I'm sorry, and the 550 and 350 are sold out. So you can still get tickets, but they're going like hotcakes, that's for sure. I also just want to mention Fathom Events once again. The moment when you have a Mayweather event, you know, along with Golden Boy Promotions and Mayweather Promotions, you're going to be in for a special treat. Any fight fan that wants to go down to the movie theaters and watch this fight and have a very unique experience, you can log on to fathomevents.com and you can see which movie theaters across the nation will be showing the fight and experience it with other fans and fight fans. It truly is a unique experience, which I would definitely recommend. You know, at this time, I would like to turn over the call to he is the CEO of Mayweather Promotions, who, like I said before, has done a great job in making sure this event goes smoothly, and he put it together and did a tremendous job. That is Leonard Allerby. Leonard.
Thank you, Oscar. I would like to thank everyone for coming on the call today. I had a chance to go see Marcos, his media day yesterday. Like I said, I wanted to stick my head in there and see what all the noise is about. I hear he's been having a tremendous camp, and he's preparing really well. And I was quite impressed with the fan support up there and how hard he was working. And this is going to be a tough fight for Floyd. A lot of people have, you know, kind of paid attention to the odds. But, you know, when it comes down to a fight, we know that Maidana can end this thing with one punch. We saw it happen, almost saw it happen in the Shane Mosley fight a couple years ago. There was a nervous moment. So Floyd is really preparing hard, and I had a chance to see Marcos yesterday. I know he's preparing really well, and like I said, this is going to be a great, great fight.
Thank you very much, Leonard. You know, at this moment, let's get to the fighter. Marcos Maidana. You know, what can you say about him? He, you all know, he's an action warrior. He's a fighter that never gives up. He's a fighter who is improving and learning and becoming, you know, not only a fighter but a boxer, learning the craft. And you have to obviously owe it all to his trainer. You know, his trainer is a friend of mine, a fighter that I grew up with, you know, that we have many great memories together. He's a tremendous fighter in his day, world champion, and it is unbelievable and very admirable of what he's done outside the ring, being the trainer of the year in 2012. What other fighter, world champion, can say that he's become a trainer of the year? And it's only just the beginning, which is incredible. So without any further ado, let me introduce to you the trainer of Marcos Maidana, Robert Garcia. Robert.
Thank you, Oscar. It's always great, you know, to hear somebody like you, Oscar, saying, you know, talk that about me, man. It's great, you know, that we go back from the amateurs traveling together, international tournaments, and doing a bunch of stuff together, you know, and during our professional career also. But it's you know, it's great to be part of this event. You know, the moment is gonna be an event that people are not gonna want to miss. You know, I have Chino Maidana, who in the past 2 years has been learning so much from me, my team, my whole staff in the gym. You know, he's learned so much that you know, this is the time, the moment for him to get the shot at the best in the world. You know, we all understand and know that Mayweather is the best at what he does. He's been the best for the past 15, 16 years, and it's just an honor for us to be part of this event, and we want to go out there and do our best and trying to upset the world and give everybody a great fight and a great surprise.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Robert. So it is my pleasure now to introduce to you a man they call Chino. He has a record of 35-3, only 3 losses and 31 knockouts, which is unbelievable. His knockout ratio is 82%. When this fighter steps into the ring, you know you're going to get an exciting fight. There's no doubt about it. I mean, anybody who tells me that Marcos Maidana has been in a dull or boring fight, I mean, I don't know what you're watching. You know, this kid comes to fight. He has heart. He has desire. But what's most interesting now for the moment is that he has a super trainer who has taken him to a whole new level in such a short period of time. So it is definitely going to be very interesting to see him up against the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world today, Floyd Mayweather Jr. So he does hail from Margarita, Santa Fe, Argentina. Like I said, he has a record of 35-3, 31 knockouts. Marcos Maidana. Marcos.
Bueno, en primer lugar quiero agradecer a Golden Boy, a Mayweather Promociones por la oportunidad que me dan. Y bueno, sé que esta es la pelea más importante de mi vida y me estoy preparando para eso.
Perfecto. So now we will open it up for questions.
Wait, Robert Garcia, could you just translate that for everybody that doesn't speak Spanish? Maidana's opening remarks.
I'm very happy to be part of this event. I am preparing myself for the best fight of my career.
Thank you so much. Okay, now, operator, go ahead and open it up for me, please.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question or have a comment, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. This will place your question in the order it was received. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad now. And our first question comes from Lem Satterfield with TheRing.com.
Hey, guys. Oscar, it's good to hear you, man. Oscar? Hey. Oscar, well, obviously you've been in the ring with Floyd. You know, you had a great fight with him. You tried everything you could. You know, as Floyd has said in the past, there's been guys that you thought had the blueprint to beat him. I guess Shane, Robert Guerrero, Canelo. What couldn't they do? What couldn't you do that you think that Maidana can do?
Well, I actually have no idea what they have been working on in the gym. That's a question that you can ask Robert Garcia. You know, I mean, like Mayweather has said, all the fighters have tried and all of them have failed. But you know, in every challenge, in every fight, it's always a new opponent. It's always something different. There's always something different that every fighter brings to the table. And I, you know, Robert Garcia can answer that question for you. You know, they've been training hard. I'm sure they've been studying Mayweather, and you know, I'm not sure what they're thinking, but I'm positive they have a game plan and they have you know, they have to execute that game plan, and you know, there's different reasons why everybody lost to Mayweather, you know, and obviously because he's the best.
What is, in your words, a guy that's been in there with him and a guy that probably came, you know, closer than anybody, to beating him. What is difficult? Put us in the ring with Floyd. Difficult about him?
Well, he's slippery. He's just slippery. Slippery to hit. You know, obviously, you know, and this is my experience. I'm just talking for myself. This is my experience, you know. I mean, obviously, me as a competitor and have a fighting spirit, you know, obviously, if I was younger, I would have beat him. That's just the way I feel. Nobody has beat him before, you know, and that's reality. He's undefeated.
Okay. Robert, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What do you say to people who say, you know, the guys that have come to Floyd, and this is kind of a fact, the guys that have come after him have lost almost, you know, worse. You know, Gotti, Diego Corrales, you know, guys like that. I know, you know, Jose Luis Castillo had some success, but, you know, what do you say to people who say that and that say that, you know, he's tailor-made for Floyd? What is your answer to that?
Well, against Floyd, you know, that is true. You know, those that have tried to come forward, you know, they haven't been that. But the fact is that Floyd has never faced somebody with the power and the heart, the determination that Chino has. One of those fighters who doesn't worry about who's in front of him. He's not worrying about, I'm fighting the best number one in the world or the best fighter in history. He's not worried about that. He gets ready to fight and do what he does best, and he does it against anybody. It don't have to be the best in the world. He goes out there to try to hurt his opponents, and that's what he's training to do. You know, he throws punches from different angles. He has tremendous power in both hands. Everybody knows that. There's no secret to that. And he you know, he doesn't respect whoever's in front of him. That's one thing that he's going to go in there not thinking of or not having in mind. You know, I'm in against the best in the fighter. I have no chance against him. No, he doesn't feel like that. He feels like he could beat him and anybody else in the ring in front of him.
Okay, and I have one.
Let me touch on that too. I think that the difference in this fight is that, you know, a lot of fighters in the past have come in. Really, they say one thing, but this guy's a little different in my eyes, and you know, I'm not paying attention, and Floyd's not paying attention to no odds. We know that we're in a tough fight because one, this guy brings us from the opening bell. A lot of people talk about it, and they get in there and they look and they make them miss the, you know, first couple times, and they get frustrated. This guy, he continues to bring it and bring it and bring it and bring it, and he doesn't stop. So we have to be prepared for, you know, what he's going to bring to the table. And Floyd hadn't faced anybody like that before. And on top of that, his knockout percentage. You know, like I said, it's a known fact. When he hits guys, they fall. You know, and Floyd's objective is obviously not to get hit with none of that. But like I said, we know what we're in for. And like I said, that's what Floyd's preparing for, a very, very tough fight.
Okay. I have one question. I have one more for you, Leonard, but I want to ask Maidana real quick. Is he there? Paying attention?
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah. Okay. What is his response? What is your response, Marcos, when you hear, or if you even pay attention, to people saying others have tried to come right at Floyd, and he chops them up, he turns their offense against them? That kind of thing.
¿Qué respondes tú, Chino, a la gente, a las críticas, a los comentarios que dicen que cualquier rival que va sobre de Mayweather nunca les ha dado efecto la pelea? ¿Tú qué respondes a todo eso?
Y bueno, yo pienso que yo sí le voy a dar pelea, una por la experiencia que tengo, y yo personalmente pienso que le puedo ganar. Y voy a salir a ganar ese día en Las Vegas.
That day in Vegas, I'm gonna go out to win. And if others haven't been able to do it, I'm trying to do it. I'm trying to be the first one to do it.
Okay. One question for Leonard. You there, Leonard?
I'm here.
Yeah. Your reaction to ESPN naming Floyd again, once again, the highest paid athlete?
He's extremely humbled. You know, it's a great feeling. We have a wonderful team, and he's very grateful for all the support from the fans to be in this position.
Yeah, one of the things you were talking about this past weekend in Vegas was, you know, the fact that you you guys, it's all about the dollars and it's all about making the big events. Can you comment on that a little bit too?
Well, yeah, at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. And doing it at this level, that's what you're trying to do, is maximize every opportunity, you know, possible with every fight as it relates to the revenue. And, you know, we have a wonderful team. And like I said, Ford is truly grateful and blessed, and he's very thankful to the fans.
Thanks, guys. See you on May 3rd.
Okay.
Our next question comes from Martin Rogers with Yahoo Sports.
Hi there. Question for Marcos and for Oscar. Bob Arum made some very strong comments last week that this fight was too one-sided, that the odds were too long, that it wasn't a good fight, and basically suggesting that Marcos had no chance to win and that people should not watch it. What's Marcos's reaction to that? Does it make him angry? Does it make him more determined? What's his reaction?
Sino que si los comentarios que ha hecho Barber donde dice que tú no tienes chance de ganarle, que le está aconsejando a la gente que no ordenen la pelea porque es una pelea muy dispareja, que si eso te ha hecho enojar, o que qué piensas de esos comentarios que ha hecho Barber.
No, la verdad mucho no me interesa, ni y más vale que él va a decir que no la compre, pero que se queden tranquilos, que la compren tranquilo, que yo le voy a ganar a mi güey y van a ver que estoy para pelear con él.
This doesn't bother me at all. All I got to say is for people to be calm and order the fight, because they're going to enjoy a great fight, they're going to see me beat Floyd Mayweather. You know, if you guys want me to say something about that, you know, I've been in this draft before where we are the underdogs. You know, it surprised me for Bob Arum to say that, because he knows that I've trained a lot of fighters under his banner, and a lot of times I've been the underdog on those fights, and back from Stevie Luevano to Brian Veloria when he beat Archie Solis, you know, Brandon Rios himself, Bob Arum thought Peterson was going to dominate Brandon pretty easy, and we upset it, the whole HBO and the whole people thinking that Peterson was their next star. So, you know, we've been in it before. I think Bob should know better than that. He knows that I'm training Chino Maidana, and he knows what I can do with Chino. So, you know, I think it's probably just part of the way he reacts, the way he wants to react. Maybe he's, you know, of course, companies don't work together, so it's something that he's going to try to do to prevent us from having a great night and having a great fight. And of course, short-term pay-per-view doing good on buy. That's what he's trying to do.
Sure. Oscar, what were your thoughts about Arum's comment?
Well, my thoughts were is that once again he was you know, maybe he's using reverse psychology, you know, maybe he does feel in his mind that Floyd is going to have an easy time with Maidana and that he shouldn't buy the fight. But that's Bob Arum for you, you know. What he really is telling you is buy the event. You know, what he really is telling you is Marco's going to beat Mayweather. That's what he's really telling you. I mean, that's who Bob Arum is. And, you know, I we're doing our events. He should do his events. And, you know, therefore the boxing fans and the boxing, you know, the boxing world wins.
Just a question for Leonard quickly. Leonard, Bob Arum used the word thug or thuggery several times when he was sort of referring to your promotion, to Floyd and your camp in general. It would seem to be a fairly inappropriate choice of words. What were your thoughts on that aspect of it specifically?
I didn't think about it one bit. I don't think about a damn thing that Bob Arum says and comes out of his mouth. Everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie. So, you know, we're doing our thing and they're doing their thing, and we wish them the best. We don't have nothing bad to say about anybody. We're looking forward to our great event on May the 3rd, and we're gonna be in a sold out arena, and we're gonna have a big event on pay per view.
Thank you, guys.
Our next question comes from Emmanuel Campa with Excelsior.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Hola, my question is in Spanish for Maidana. Chino, ¿por qué sientes tú que tú puedes ser un rival más competitivo para Maidana, para Mayweather? Ha competido pues con bastantes buenos peleadores. ¿Qué crees que a ti te haga diferente al resto de los peleadores a los que ha enfrentado Mayweather y que te daría la posibilidad de ganar?
Y yo pienso que mi estilo, y aparte yo ya he peleado con muchos buenos y siempre salgo a pelear a ganar, sea como sea el rival, y yo no le tengo miedo a Mayweather, no, yo subo con cualquiera y tengo ganas de esta pelea y voy a salir a pelear y pienso que por eso le puedo ganar.
Chino, ¿cómo te sentías cuando fue algo bastante raro, ¿no? Cuando Mayweather eligió hacer una votación, ¿no? Para esta pelea, y al final de cuentas parecía que no habías sido favorecido tú, habías sido favorecido a Mirkan. ¿Qué sentiste en ese momento cuando aparentemente la gente, al menos en la red social, en Twitter, se había inclinado por el lado de Mirkan?
No, nada. Yo peleo con el que me dicen, y sé que cualquiera pelea de estas peleas en este nivel son duras, y bueno, si tengo que pelear con el mejor voy a pelear, y la verdad que no sentí nada porque sé que estoy preparado para pelear con cualquiera.
Oye, Chino, ya por último para ti, el gran momento que vive el boxeo argentino, estás tú, esta maravilla, ¿a qué crees que se deba ese boom que ha tenido en los últimos años el destape del boxeo argentino?
Y tiene que ver mucho el crecimiento de los entrenadores que vienen de abajo, que forman muchos amateurs. Entonces la competencia va creciendo y Argentina está teniendo un buen nivel de boxeo interno, de barrios, y eso hace que salgan varios boxeadores.
Quería ver si podía hacer una pregunta nada más a Oscar de la Hoya. Es rápido, nada más sería la cuestión, quizás saliendo un poco de este tema de Mayweather contra Maidana, preguntarte por el tema de Saúl Álvarez, que se había se hizo público, al menos él lo hizo público, que sus peleas en México, al menos la próxima pelea que tiene contra Lara, no va por la televisión de Televisa. ¿Sabes qué tan enterado estás de esa situación y si ya hay algún arreglo, si ya se ve algún arreglo para esa pelea, para lo que sería esa pelea, la transmisión de esa pelea aquí en México?
Sí, estoy bien enterado, pero ahora estamos hablando de esta pelea y en otra ocasión se puede hablar de eso.
Perfecto, muchas gracias.
Gracias.
Our next question comes from Mariano Agmi with FightNews.com.
Hola, Marcos, ¿cómo estás?
Bien.
Quería preguntarte si podrías comentar un poquito en cómo ha cambiado tu estilo desde que empezaste a trabajar con Robert García.
Y yo me siento mucho más ordenado, más prolijo, uso más el jab, y pienso que Robert García me enseñó mucho y me tranquilizó bastante, que era lo que me faltaba a mí, y hasta me siento más fuerte, como estoy sacando los golpes mejor y me siento muy bien.
Robert, do you want to translate that? And then I'll have one more question.
I feel better now that he's been working with Robert Garcia. I feel much better. My punches are connecting even stronger now because the punches are being thrown in a better position. I throw the jab a lot more and a lot better, so I feel much, much better now that I've been working with Robert Garcia.
Mi segunda pregunta es si podrías comparar a Broner y a Mayweather en cómo son diferentes en tu opinión y en cómo vas a cambiar para poder ajustarte a Mayweather y lo que trae Mayweather.
Los morenos siempre, casi todos tienen las mismas escuelas, son parecidos, pero bueno, Mayweather es otra cosa. Y bueno, el 3 de mayo cuando suba al ring me voy a ver cómo me adapto, pero sí, ya peleé con Broner, que es algo parecido, y me pudo adaptar bien. Pienso que a Mayweather, en mi estilo, yo también me puedo adaptar a él.
Fighters, you know, Broner and Mayweather fighting similar, you know, most of them have the same style, very similar style and defensive, but I already beat Broner the way I did, and I think I could do the same with Mayweather, but until I'm in the ring, then I'll figure things out and we'll work on things that we have worked on.
Muchas gracias, campeón, y suerte.
Gracias, gracias a usted.
Our next question comes from Richard Ballesteros with B-Boxing News.
My question is for Robert and Marcos. Robert, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Robert, what was your reaction to Leonard Allerby popping up on you guys on media day?
You know what, it was something that we did not expect. But Leonard, you know, the few times that I've met him, you know, showed us to be a very professional person. They know what they're doing with their promotion. They know what they're doing with their job. You know, it's awesome working with them. You know, it was an honor to have somebody like him in my gym. And, you know, he went through the gym, and he loved the gym. You know, my gym is a facility that has everything. You know, we have a complete boxing facility for a lot of, you know, great future fighters, too. So, you know, it's awesome just to be part of this event and to get to know better this, you know, these people that we only seen on TV. We're working with Mayweather now, and now working with them and having them show up to my team. It was awesome, you know. It's awesome, you know. We're joking around, have fun, and that's what it's all about.
Hey, Robert, could you ask Marco the same question?
Chino, ¿cuál fue tu reacción el saber que llegó al gimnasio a tu entrenamiento Leonard Ellerby?
Y la verdad que ni lo conocía, pero bueno, no, bien, entró muy amable, muy bien, todo bien, y nada, la verdad, no me surgió nada, muy bien, muy amable todo.
The truth is, I didn't even know who this guy was, but he came to my gym, and you know, there's no problem at all, nothing against him, there was no problem, you know, we continued to train like nothing else.
All right, guys, thanks, good luck.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Mike Woods with Sweet Science.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking time to do the call. Appreciate it. First question is from Marcos. Marcos, a lot of people are saying the only way that you can beat Floyd Mayweather is by knockout. I'm wondering if that's true. Is that the only way to beat Floyd Mayweather, by knockout?
Chino, mucha gente está diciendo que la única manera que le puede ganar a Floyd Mayweather es por knockout. ¿Tú piensas que es verdad que solamente por knockout le puedes ganar a Mayweather?
Con Bronner todos pensaban que yo nunca le podía ganar por punto y yo me preparo para pelear. Si viene knockout, viene, pero yo me voy a preparar para castigarlo todos los rounds y tratar de sacarlo si es posible antes del límite, pero no me juego solo una mano. Sé que son 12 rounds y estoy preparado para eso.
With Bronner, everybody thought I had to knock him out and I beat my decision. I am preparing myself to go 12 rounds if it's necessary. I am preparing to hurt him every time I throw punches, and if the knockout comes, then great. But I am preparing myself to win up to 12 rounds.
All right, great. Oscar, I'd like to welcome you back. You've been kind of quiet. I'm wondering, what's your prediction for this fight?
I have no prediction whatsoever. I'm just going to enjoy the fight, you know, just like everybody else, and may the best man win.
All right, may the best man win. And I'm wondering also, rumors everywhere. I'm wondering if Golden Boy Promotions is a cohesive unit for this promotion, or rumors of infighting are true and that's affecting things.
Golden Boy is stronger than ever. Golden Boy is better than ever. And sky is the limit for Golden Boy Promotions. And we're going to keep moving forward.
All right. Sounds good. Appreciate it. Thanks for your time, guys. Be well.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Sean Cross with Boxing Insider.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My first question is for Oscar. Oscar, I have to ask you, number one, good to hear from you as well. Are you planning, I know things are difficult at the moment, but are you planning to work with Bob Arum at all in the future?
Well, look, I've never had a problem with Bob Arum. I mean, I have to appreciate what he did for my career. You know, me personally, I have no problem whatsoever with Bob. And you never know. And you never know what can happen in the near future. But as far as I know, Bob Arum has no problem with me, and I have no problem with him. That's the bottom line. So in boxing, you never know what can happen.
Okay, thank you very much. My other question is for Mr. Maidana. How are you, champ? I just want to ask you, you and Mr. Mayweather both hold titles. Do you see yourself as a challenger coming into this bout, or is Mayweather's equal?
Chino, ahora en la pelea, tú y Mayweather, los dos son campeones del mundo. ¿Tú te sientes como que vienes como el oponente o te sientes como que vienes como el campeón también?
No, yo no. La verdad que yo me siento campeón y me siento que yo estoy preparado para pelear con él. Le quiero ganar a él, fuera de los títulos que haya y todo. Estoy para más concentrado en la pelea que en el tema de los títulos y todo eso.
I am a champion. I am ready to fight for my title, and most important, I am preparing to beat Mayweather. And the last thing that I'm worried about is my title. So I want to just train and beat Mayweather.
Okay, thank you very much. One last question, real quick, for Mr. Garcia. How are you, Mr. Garcia? How will Marcos be able to keep swinging to keep moving forward when Mayweather is known to almost lull his opponents into zombies? That seems to be his biggest asset in the ring, as far as I can see. How will Marcos be able to keep swinging and keep moving forward?
You know, Mayweather has fought great fighters, great big names, has beaten them all, but he has never fought somebody with a style that Chino has. You know, Maidana has a style that is pretty awkward and confuses his opponents and frustrates his opponents and has tremendous power. So that's a big thing in this fight and a big factor that the world's going to see.
Okay, thank you very much, everybody. I appreciate it.
Our next question comes from Germán Fernández with La Voz.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. This is a question for Marcos. It's going to be in Spanish. Chino, contra Bruno saliste a atacar de entrada. Y lo sorprendiste desde el principio. Muchos especulan que va a ser la misma táctica en esta pelea con Mayweather. ¿Vos crees que la técnica de Mayweather, nunca enfrentaste un boxeador tan técnico y tan experimentado como Mayweather antes? ¿Crees que eso te puede dejar la puerta abierta a un contraataque? ¿Preparaste tu defensa también?
Sí, para eso trabajo todos los días en el gimnasio, con sparring, que sean similares, y bueno, sé que es muy técnico, sé que es el boxeador más técnico que al que me enfrento, pero también sé lo que tengo y sé mi fuerte, y sé que puedo, estoy seguro de que puedo.
Chino, Broner te subestimó, y quizás fue una de sus principales pecados. ¿Crees que Mayweather puede caer en lo mismo?
La verdad mucho no me interesa si me subestiman o no. A mí me interesa llegar bien yo sé lo que tengo y bueno, si me confían, que se confíen, porque yo no me confío nunca y siempre voy bien preparado y bien dispuesto a pelear.
Y la última, todos sabemos que Bob Arum no necesita plata para pagar un pay-per-view, pero si perdés, ¿vos le ofrecerías pagárselo para demostrar que esta pelea vale verse?
¿Qué?
Para demostrarle que esta pelea es digna de verse.
Yo sé que es digna y toda la gente sabe, y por eso todos quieren esta pelea. Y no me importa lo que digan.
Bueno, gracias, Chino.
No, gracias.
Our next question comes from Jenna Jay with On the Ropes.
My first question is for Robert Garcia. Robert, right now, Floyd Mayweather Jr., he's 37 years old, and I'm curious, from your perspective, do you think he is as good as he's ever been as a fighter?
I think he's in the right moment right now. He's in his prime, even though he's been world champion for the past 16 years. I think right now what he's done lately with so many great fighters out there, I think he's better than ever. So we're preparing for the best Mayweather ever.
Okay, so my question now is for Marcos Maidana. Marcos, that win that you had over Adrian Broner, it surprised a lot of people. You gained a lot more fans. I'm curious, what has it been like since that win for yourself going forward and the reception you've been getting from fans?
Marcos, el tiempo que tuviste con Broner te ayudó mucho. Ganaste muchos fanáticos, te cambió la vida. Ahora para esta pelea, ¿cómo, qué es lo que piensas de esta pelea?
Sí, yo igual soy muy tranquilo en eso y sé que si, en lo personal, sé que si gano va a ser una alegría muy grande y sé que para el boxeo argentino y para toda la Argentina también, y eso es lo que me impulsa a querer ganar esta pelea y con las ganas que tengo.
Yeah, the fact that this is the most important part of my career, and you know, the fight with Broner gave me a lot of exposure, but this fight itself is the biggest part of my career, and it would be a tremendously upset, and that's what I'm training for, to upset the world and to do it for my country, and it would be huge for my country.
And Marcos, you mentioned upsetting the world. Oddsmakers, they have you as high as down, you know, they have you as wide as 14-1 underdog. I'm curious to you, is that extra motivation, or is it just like any other fight, you just go out there and win?
El hecho de que te tengan en algunos hasta 14-1, el underdog, el favorito Mayweather, hasta 14-1, todo eso te motiva más, todo eso te afecta en tu pensamiento, en tu preparación.
No, la verdad que no. No. Me motiva saber que si le gano al mejor del mundo, eso es lo que me motiva.
It doesn't bother me at all. What motivates me is that if I win, I'm going to beat the best in the world, and that's what motivates me.
Okay, my final question is actually for Oscar De La Hoya. Oscar, throughout your career, you're known for your big pay-per-view events. You had the one with Mayweather. I'm just curious, are you at all surprised the way that Mayweather has carried the sport with these huge pay-per-view events that have kind of exceeded what you did in your career?
No, I mean, we're extremely proud, you know, at what Golden Boy can do. And obviously, when you have a fighter like Mayweather who is easily promoted and who can be promoted across the globe, you know, when you have a machine,
are you ready for promotion,
you're going to get big events. And so I'm just really proud to be part of it.
All right. Well, thank you all for answering my questions.
And our last question comes from Brandy Miller with the Fight Journal.
Hello, how's everybody? My first question is actually for Robert. Robert, I wanted to know, Floyd is known to become more offensive when someone challenges him and forces him to fight. And as you can see with the Ricky Hatton, his power became a factor. Are you cautious about Mayweather's power as well?
No, we gotta be very careful. Definitely, he's a tremendous fighter, tremendous skill, and when you throw the punches accurate and land them good, it doesn't. You don't have to be the biggest punch in the world to hurt your opponent. You know, it's the way boxing is. If the punches land, correctly, anybody could get hurt. You know, we are very aware of that, and we're prepared for that. We're trained for that. We got great sparring partners that are doing a great job doing that.
Okay. Can you ask the same question from Marcos? Ask him, is he cautious about Mayweather's power?
You know, estás un poco preocupado o estás preparándote para el poder de Mayweather?
No, preocupado no estoy. Siempre peleé con tipos que han sido duros, pegadores. No, preocupado estoy.
I'm not worried. I've always fought guys that hit hard and it's nothing new to me, so I'm not worried about his power.
Okay, thank you. My second question is for Leonard Ellerbe. I wanted to know, Leonard, you've seen a video on Instagram, Floyd is sparring fighters that, you know, weigh 168 pounds. Is this something that he does when he's facing big punchers, or is this a normal routine for Floyd?
The normal routine for Floyd. Floyd is, he's always working out with much bigger guys because the smaller guys, you know, it's hard to work with smaller guys.
Does that mean that Floyd runs through smaller guys? They can't take it, or?
No, it's just that he always looks to push and challenge himself by working out with bigger guys. They're more physical, they're more stronger, you know, and he's always looking to push himself, you know.
Okay. And with training camp with Roger and Floyd Sr., is everything going good over there? Is everything good between the family?
Everything is great. Both guys are working great together, and we're looking forward to May the 3rd.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay, that was our last question. If Oscar, you want to make closing comments, and Leonard, and then we'll wrap it up.
Thank you so very much to all the media. Love you guys. We are looking forward to this magnificent event, May 3rd. Once again, Floyd Mayweather is back with a tough challenge again. Marcos is a fighter, a challenger who never backs down. He coming prepared, as strong as ever, as fast as ever, as smart as ever. So we're really looking forward to this. And thank you very much to all the sponsors, everybody involved. We will see you soon.
Leonard?
Just wanted to thank everyone for coming on the call. As we all look forward to May the 3rd, it's going to be a great event.
Okay, great. All right, thank you, Marcos and Robert, for joining us, taking time out of training to join us today. And just a program note for some of the media still on the call, we will have Floyd Mayweather's media call a week from today, next Wednesday on the 23rd. So stand by for that. You'll be receiving information, and then we are slowly but surely creeping into fight week. So we look forward to having everybody part of this big promotion. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today. That concludes today's conference call.